This is the On the Line podcast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Another episode of the On the Line podcast here again with Noah. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Loving playoff football coming up. Week 17 in the books, so we're done with the regular season.
Done with the regular season. This is going to be a shorter show, like 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. All we're going to do is talk about the playoffs because, you know, that's kind of the top of mind. A lot of things happened last week, just briefly, just to talk about them. The Eagles tanking, that was kind of atrocious, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, I really don't understand it. I guess if you wanted to get a higher pick, it's fine, but they're not really in a position to compete, in my opinion, next year. So, and if Jalen Hurts is playing well, why do you do it? Why do you hurt the momentum? You lose the locker room doing that. So I think that it's a mess there in Philly.
Exactly. I agree. But, you know, let's jump right into the playoff talk here. Let's start with the first game coming up tomorrow. Probably one of the biggest games of the weekend. Bills Colts. Initial spread right now, I think, is 6 points. Who are you taking? Who would you take? Colts Bills, and you know Josh Allen's hot. I don't understand how anyone would bet against them, but I'm interested to see who you would take.
This one's a tough one. I don't think there are any easy games in the AFC. I don't think any game's a given in this. First round. I mean, the Colts are booming too, especially with the run game, and their defense is one of the best in the league. Granted, Pittsburgh outplayed them, especially in the second half. They fell apart. They had that game and blew it. So, and that's really on the defense there. But I still think I'll go with Josh Allen. Sean McDermott's a good coach, and he's playing well. You know, I love to crap on the guy, but he is playing well. He had an MVP caliber season. So right now I would roll with the Bills, but you said like 6 point favorites. I think the Colts could cover. Definitely. They have a great special teams though. So they're really solid all around. So it's not going to be an easy game for Buffalo.
I agree there too. Look at just the all pro list that just came out. Like you said, one of their special teamers made it for special teams, and they had two defensive players make it. DeForest Buckner and Darius Leonard both made it. And the Bills, all they had was Diggs. And Diggs had an awesome season. He led the league in receiving yards. But, you know, Bills are hot right now. Colts are going to have to go to Buffalo and win. It's going to be tough. I think it comes down to Phillip Rivers here. If the Bills can get pressure on Phillip Rivers, then they'll win. But the problem is that, you know, Jonathan Taylor's been going off the past few weeks. He led all rookie running backs in rush yards. It looked like it was going to be James Robinson, and Jonathan Taylor came from behind and leads that category. So, and the Bills' rush defense is not very good. So if the Bills can't stop the run and they can't get to Phillip Rivers, it's going to be a high-scoring game for the Colts because, you know, we know that Colts' defense is good, and they are going to try their best to make Josh Allen uncomfortable and try and make sure that he makes turnovers or something to try and slow him down. If you had to pick, you know, Colts to cover, Bills to cover, who you taking?
Right now it's 6 points. If it was seven and a half, I'd be more inclined to take Indy, but I still think I'm going to go with Buffalo. John Brown is coming back for Buffalo. Everyone forgets about him, but between Diggs, Beasley, and John Brown, if you go look at their numbers, they're all having great seasons. They're all very productive. And with the deep ball, and with John Brown back to extend the field, I mean, like you said, it's going to be a high-powered, high-scoring passing game. And at that point, it just comes down to who has the better arm. Phillip Rivers does not throw the ball down the field. He relies on rack yards. So I'm going to pick Josh Allen here. So I'd take the Bills to cover. But I'm interested to see what you have to say.
I'm going to go flip side here. I'm going to take the Colts to cover that 6 points. You know, I might be wrong. It might be 6.5. Six and a half, it definitely is not at 7 yet. But, you know, like the more I thought about it, I was thinking about it all day. I'm a big defensive guy, and I like the defensive side of the ball, and I think the Colts are going to be able to make the Bills uncomfortable, and it's going to be a dogfight for them. As long as Phillip Rivers, like you said, as long as he can complete those passes and Pittman, T.Y. Hilton, all those guys can try and make something happen, I think they'll have success. But I wouldn't rely on Phillip Rivers throwing deep bombs in cold weather in Buffalo. I don't see that happening. But I do like Colts plus 6. So we'll see what happens in that one. What game do you want to go do next? The AFC or you want to go NFC?
Let's just stay AFC. We'll leave our home team for last. So go to Ravens Titans, the rematch.
You kick this one off. I want to hear your opinions first on this.
This is my favorite game of the entire first round of the playoffs. I think it has a lot of potential to just be a dogfight because you know the Ravens are going to be motivated. All the pressure's on Lamar right now. Everyone's talking about he can't win a playoff game. And this is a good opponent, an opponent that beat them last time and is extremely hot with your MVP candidate, Derrick Henry.
Yes, sir.
But Baltimore, I mean, we've seen them. They're streaky on D. They can stop the run 1 week, they'll show up, and then the next week, it's like a completely different team. It's the same with their offense as well. Now, Lamar's been cooking down the stretch, though, so that does bode well for them. So I have no idea who to pick. I think the Ravens are -3, -3.5. So I like Tennessee. I think I wouldn't give the Ravens 3 points here. I wouldn't give them a field goal. I would think it's more like an even game. So I would take the Titans, actually. I would take them as the dog, but I'm interested to see if you think the same.
Now, you take Titans dog to win or just to cover?
It's interesting. I would take them to win because I think Baltimore is either going to win by more than a TD or the Titans are just going to win. I don't think it's going to come down to a field goal because they don't have that great of special teams. They don't really trust in their kicker. So it's not going to be like a field goal type of game to me.
There's a few things that make me nervous about this game. I want to pick Titans, but my gut says the Ravens. I just don't know who to take here. The only problem is my hesitation with the Titans is the Ravens are a rush run first offense. And the last time that the Titans faced the run first offense was the Browns, and they got absolutely slaughtered by the Browns. That defense is so bad. It is so bad. I don't even know. Like, they can't stop anyone. It's the worst defense in the playoffs, worse than Seattle's. And that's going to really hurt them. But when you look at Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, they're hot. Tannehill's not making mistakes. He's playing very good football. So is Lamar. I think what's happening is the reason why the Ravens are favored is because they're hot right now. But if you look at the teams that they've won in the past, in the past few weeks, Dallas, they beat Cleveland in that unreal game, that high-scoring game, Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Bengals. So they haven't really beat any quality opponents in the past couple weeks. They're riding the momentum of a bad schedule. I'm going to agree with you here. I'm going to take the Titans +3, and I'm going to take the Titans to win that as well. I just don't think the Ravens, I think they're hot, but they're not like, there's something about them playing these bad teams. They haven't proven that they can stick with the best of them. Granted, when they did play the Titans, it went into overtime and Derrick Henry took over, ran for a touchdown, and the game was over. But I don't know. I still see the Titans winning this one. It's going to be a great game, probably the best game of the weekend. It's definitely going to be the closest matchup of the weekend for sure, like you said. But yeah, what's the final score on that? What's your predictive final score on that?
That's tough because I do think that they're going to stick to the run, but they also can throw. I mean, the knock is on Lamar that he can't pass. But if you look at who they played, like you said, weak competition, but he's been airing it out over the past couple of games. I mean, I guarantee you his touchdown total in the past four might be 8 or 10 TDs. So still think Derrick Henry's going to eat. Nobody can stop him. So it doesn't matter what the defense is. I'm going to go I'm going to go a little high scoring because I know Tannehill is going to be able to throw the ball. I'm going to say like 31-27, something like that. That sounds like a score to me.
Yeah, I like that. Here's my thing. I think it'll be very telling. If Tennessee's hot and gets out to a big lead, it's over. They're going to run the ball, milk the clock, and it's going to be done. Lamar's going to have to throw the ball a ton of times. And I don't think that's going to work out for them. So the only way the Ravens keep this close is if they're, you know, it's back and forth all game. And other than that, if the Titans get a lead, it's going to be really tough for the Ravens to keep up. Let's go to the last AFC game here. Browns Steelers, our hometown, your hometown Steelers, my fandom Steelers, taking on the Cleveland Browns. Browns without Kevin Stefanski or their best guard. So, you know, Browns are already down. Today was the first day they practiced for this game. Fortunately, it was the best. This is the best outcome that they've had, because if they played any other opponent, they would have had a game plan. They just played Pittsburgh last week, so it should be kind of familiar for them. What's your initial reaction? I would think Pittsburgh should come into this game confident and play good football, but every time I think that, Pittsburgh never does that. So what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot at stake with both of these quarterbacks, especially. I'm looking at those two as the biggest highlights, biggest attractions, because Cleveland hasn't been in the playoffs in, what, since 2003, 2002?
Something like that.
So, and credit to Baker Mayfield, because I think he's really buttoned up his act. He's done with the BS. He's not being as flashy this year, and he's doing what he needs to do to keep them in games. He's not winning. He's not losing. He's just playing his role very well. And they're going to run the football, and they're going to be a problem, because those backs, we've talked about it. Chubb's top five, and Hunt, if he was on another team, he could be thriving as well. So, and then there's Ben. Like, this could be Ben's last ride. We don't know what he's going to do, even though he's under contract. We don't know. So they can't run the ball at all. So Cleveland, I think, has a more even offense, but their defense was so leaky. Mason Rudolph was throwing deep balls on them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be there. So it, to me, it really all comes down to the quarterbacks, because if Ben has his momentum going, Baker has to show up and pass, and that he struggled with that when he's actually had to do it. So I think it's going to be telling after the first half. If Cleveland can control the run game, it's going to be really close. But if the pass is there for the Steelers, I think that they win pretty handedly.
Yeah, I think so too. Pittsburgh's also getting a bunch of players back from the COVID list. Terrell Edmonds, they're getting Chris Boswell back from injury. Eric Ebron's coming back. That secondary spot, though, Joe Hayden, he's not playing. They're going to have to play Cam Sutton, as the cornerback there. So it's going to be kind of tough for them in the secondary if Baker can air it out. But, I mean, TJ should be fully rested, and Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, and Alex Highsmith, who was actually rated as PFF's highest rookie, or one of PFF's highest rookie edge rushers in for this year's rookie class. And that's saying a lot, especially since Chase Young's in that class. But, yeah, I the line on this game right now is what? I think it's 6.5. Who would you take right now on that?
I'm just going to go with Pittsburgh just because I want to. Like I said, I think the pass will be there. And it's not like I don't trust our defense. Our defense is very good. But it's either going to be a close Cleveland win, and it seems like that's how they win against, if they're playing a good opponent. It's either a close Cleveland win or Pittsburgh is going to blow them out, in my opinion. So because I think Pittsburgh's going to win, I'm going to take them.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to take them as well. Let's shift over to the NFC and start with the Tom Brady in the playoffs again against Alex Smith, who no one thought besides you that he would be successful this year. I'll give you the credit on that. Brady has to go to Washington and play the football team. I don't think there's any way that Brady loses this. What do you think?
No way. No way. Especially with new team, Belichick out. I mean, it looks like we see who won the breakup, at least for now. So Belichick's, you know, he's not doing so good after the breakup. Not the hottest right now. But look, Bruce Arians wants to win too. I mean, there's a lot of talk going into this game. Chase Young saying, I want Tom Brady. Bruce Arians is clapping back saying, you know, young bull, you better get ready because Tom Brady's coming in. They might be missing Mike Evans. That could hurt them. But Antonio Brown picked it up in his absence. So I like you said, I can't see them not winning. I do like Washington's defense. They've played well all year. It doesn't matter who they've played. But Tom Brady's going to air it out. I think he'll have at least 300 yards passing. So it's going to be, can Alex Smith throw the football? And they don't throw the football against anyone. So I do think Tampa Bay is going to win pretty handedly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think there's any way that, you know, Washington might be able to make Tom Brady uncomfortable if, you know, if they can maybe get to him a little bit. But other than that, it's going to be pretty tough for them. Brady's over under for touchdown passes right now is 2.5 at +140. Would you take the under or over on that?
Look, when Vegas gives that number, it means that they're getting at least 2. They're confident. So honestly, I might give it 3.
Yeah.
I might take the over because
I think so too.
Unless they're in the red zone and they're on the goal line, I think that he'll easily hit that total. But they love to throw it in the red zone too. So I think the opportunity is there.
Exactly. In the red zone. That's why they have Gronk. That's Gronk's specialty is a red zone jump ball, red zone quarter route. So I'm going to agree with you there. Brady, they're going to go to Washington and they're going to have a day. It won't be as, you know, I don't think it'll be as good as when they went to Detroit and put up like 40 something points in the first half, but it'll be a pretty handed game to them. And Brady will get his first win. And, first win in the playoffs as a Buccaneer. I think the stat is on the road. Brady is 2-4 in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw that today. Brady's 2-4. So people were saying, oh, you know, he doesn't do as well on the road. I think it's a little bit different now when you're dealing with a football team that doesn't even have a winning record. And, you know, people are like, don't sleep on him. Come on. Did anyone watch the game Monday night? They barely won against a team that was clearly tanking. So it's going to be tough for Tampa to lose this game, I feel like. Bears at Saints. Interesting game. Saints are at home against Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky leading the Bears to the playoffs, which I didn't exactly call that, but I did say the Bears would be the second best team in that division, so I'll take a little credit. Noah, spread is 10. Who are you taking right now?
That's a lot of points, especially in a playoff game. But I think, honestly, the Saints are the deepest roster, at least the most even and complete, in my opinion, in the league. I mean, they have depth at running back. Now that Michael Thomas is back, their wide receiver cores are healthy. Deepest position at QB. I mean, you arguably have 3 starters there. So it's not like if somehow Drew Brees dies on the field, they are going to have a great QB in there. So, look, do you trust Mitch in the playoffs? Because I don't, so why would I let him have 10 points? I'm going to take the Saints. I think that they're going to destroy the Bears. I don't have any faith in them. At one point, they had like a 6 or 7 game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at their last couple of games. They beat the Vikings, who in a divisional game by 1 score. Look, I mean, the Vikings are a losing team, too. It's not like they're in the playoffs. And they beat the Jags and the Texans. Like, they're beating bad teams. They let the Lions beat them. So, look, I have no faith in them. They don't have a quality win in who knows how long. So, it's all the Saints to me. I'm taking them to cover. Do not tell me that you're going to put your faith in
Hold
Trubisky.
Hold on. Okay. Let's look at this holistically. 2018, Mitch Trubisky goes to the playoffs, and they lose on a double doink by Cody Parkey, as Chris Collinsworth says, okay? They didn't win the game. He had a 60% completion percentage. He had a touchdown, 300 yards passing, no picks, 89 passer rating. It's not terrible. For a playoff game, Mitch Trubisky, not terrible. And now he comes into this game. They're kind of hot, even though they just lost to the Packers. Everyone knows how the Saints do How did the Saints do at home in a playoff game 2 years, maybe 3 years in a row, losing? Okay. Last year was bad to the Vikings, who didn't go anywhere because the Vikings were not very good after they, I mean, last year they were pretty decent, but, you know, as we could see now, they're pretty bad. I like the Bears to cover here. I'm going to take the Bears to cover 10 points. That's a lot of points. That is a lot of points against a good defense. Khalil Mack, that front is still good. They have really good linebackers. Roquan Smith is great. And then their secondary, Eddie Jackson's really good. They just have a lot of good playmakers on defense that, you know, their linebackers match up with Kamara. Their corners can match up with Michael Thomas. And their edge rushers might be able to get to Breeze. So, you know, I think that this could be very beneficial to the Bears. The problem is that, like you said, the offense, Mitch Trubisky, they're not very good. Saints defense has been so shaky in the past couple weeks, though. That's, you know, I'm going to rely on that to have Mitch to get some success. David Montgomery is balling right now, though. He has really good stats. And I just don't know if the Saints can cover 10 points at home in the playoffs. I don't know, because in the past couple of times that they've been to the playoffs, it's been ugly. So I'm going to say Bears cover 10 points over the Saints, and that might be a hot take, but don't be surprised if it's a close game. It's going to be a good game. It's not going to be a blowout. I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be a blowout, and you can hold me to that, but I like Bears here. Am I crazy?
You are. I think the Saints are going to win by 2 touchdowns. Look.
No way.
Look at this. Okay, coach QB, and then look at what's at stake. Coach Sean Payton. No doubt. You tell me Matt Nagy's a better coach.
I'll give you coach, but that's not to say Matt Nagy's a joke. He's good.
No, he's not, but they're an 8-8 team. You can't give it
fair.
To him.
That's fair.
Now, QB, look, Breeze hasn't played his best this year, but still, I mean, it's Mitch. Like, no, it's going to Drew Brees. And now look at what's at stake. So Mitch got his job back. Good for him. Look at his performance over the last 3 games. He's thrown a pick every single game, and it's not like he's playing fantastic teams. It's against Jacksonville, the Vikings, and the Packers, who in my opinion, are the best team in the league right now. But Mitch is going to throw an interception. I don't care if the Saints' defense is shaky. Mitch Trubisky against an okay average team will throw a pick. That means Drew Brees gets the football back. Drew Brees, this he already said it might be his last year. Drew Brees is not going to want to lose the last game of his career to Mitch Trubisky, Matt Nagy, and the Chicago Bears, the 8-8 Chicago Bears. They are going to come out, and they at home are going to give Chicago the penis. They are going to win. They are going to destroy Chicago. I know that I said there are a lot of points. I think it's 2 scores. I do not see this being close at all.
We need a friendly wager on this one because I disagree with
whatever
you
want. You haven't given me my jersey about our last free wager, so I'm worried you'll pay up.
I seriously think Chicago is going to cover. I don't. I like defense. Okay. Like I said before, I'm a big defense guy. I'll take the defense any day.
Well, what do we want to say? Like, what's the wager?
This is it. Last time Bears played the Saints this season, what do you think the score was without looking?
I would say low scoring, like 21-13, 20-13, something like that.
26-23 overtime win by the Saints.
I forgot it was an OT game, yeah.
So it was close. It was
now,
close.
Now, did Breeze play that game?
Michael Thomas didn't play. I'll give you Michael Thomas didn't. Breeze did. He went 31 for 41, 280 and 2 touchdowns. No picks.
I remember it, and they were losing. I think that he came back. He played well in the second half.
Kamara had 67 yards rushing and 96 yards receiving. So Kamara was there. They had everyone was there except for Michael Thomas. So it was a close game. It was definitely a close game. Let me see. Foles was the QB at the time. He had 2 touchdowns and a pick, but you know, it's virtually the same rosters. It's pretty similar. So we'll think of something by the end of the show. We'll think of something. We got one more game to look at here. And that's the Rams and the Seahawks, which I think is another big game. Probably going to be another close one, just like the Ravens and the Titans is going to be. Your initial pick right here. I think it's a 3-point favorite in towards the Seahawks. Excuse me. So who are you picking here?
We were talking about this before we came on here. I love Russ, and I want to pick Russ, and I would go with them. But you're against it too, because you're a defense guy. You think the Rams, which they do have a way better defense. Seattle is atrocious. Besides Atlanta, don't know whose is worse. Even though you said that the Ravens are worse, which I don't agree with. But still, bad defense.
No, I meant Titans. Titans are worse.
Titans are worse. Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry. But, I mean, Russ hasn't been playing that well down the stretch. I think I heard this on Colin Cowherd that he led the league in passing through the first 9 weeks, and I think he's 22nd or 24th in passing in the last half. So not playing so well. And they're probably playing better opponents just because San Francisco got healthier and they're playing division games, which there's more at stake. That division's the most competitive in the league. So his stats are a little skewed. It's going to be close. And I like Russ as a QB more. I'm not a fan of Goff coming off an injury. I do think that their weapons on at least passing are better. Do we know if Carson's playing? Is Chris Carson back and healthy?
I just read that the Seahawks elevated Alex Collins. Rashad Penny is questionable. I don't see anything about Chris Carson. So that'll be
that something to think about? Because the Rams...
Oh, no, he's playing. He practiced. So did Jamal Adams.
See, so they have their pieces back. They have their stuff. Like, all of their big players are there, regardless of whether their defense is crap. At least they have the full gambit of the guys that they want. So it's going to be close. I'm sticking with Seattle. I'm going to stick with my guns. But tell me about Sean McVay and your Los Angeles Rams.
Hold on. You're going to take the Seahawks. Are they going to cover? You're going to take them to cover? Just take them to
win. -3, right?
Yeah.
Look, I never like 1-point games. Like, to me, I'll always take a field goal. I just don't think that 1-point games like this will happen, especially just because I could see a field goal winning this one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Okay. I'm going to take the Rams because, like you said, I believe in defense first, and the defenses aren't even close. Rams have 2 all pros on their defense and 1 unanimous, one of the only 2 unanimous, Aaron Donald, and Jalen Ramsey is also on that defense too. Offensively, the wide receiver duo is much closer to DK and Lockett than people think. Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are great. They both have 900 plus yards this year. Granted, Metcalf and Lockett have 1,000 plus, but it's comparable. So the weapons are fairly similar in the receiving core. The running backs edge Seattle if Chris Carson's full healthy, but Cam Akers is no joke, and they have Daryl Henderson, so they can run the ball too. Quarterback, everyone knows Russell Wilson's way better. It's not even close. And Jared Goff is probably going to be hurt. You know, he's probably going to be playing a little banged up in this game. But when you look at it as a whole, you're going to go coach here. I mean, McVay or Pete Carroll. Recently, I'm going to take McVay over Pete Carroll right now. QB, advantage Seattle. Defense, advantage LA. And weapons, I think it totally cancels out, you know, with Seattle and LA. Slight advantage Seattle, but that running back position, he's going to be banged up. So I'm going to go with the Rams just based on the position groupings here. It's going to be low scoring. We talked about this earlier. It's going to be super low scoring just because if you look at the schedule for the Rams, they've had low scoring games against the Seahawks all season. They haven't scored, you know, a ton of points. Last time they played the Seahawks, the score was 20-9. And the time before that, it was 16-23. So it was a little bit more high scoring than that time before that, but still not anything like out of this world. They keep it competitive. They keep it close. The Rams are going to be fighting, and I like Sean McVay. He is undefeated when leading at halftime. So if you see the Rams leading at halftime, chances are they're going to win. But I just think the Rams, you look at the position groups, I'm going to take them to cover the 3 points. I'm going to take them to win. I like them in this playoffs. I think they're the most well-rounded team in the playoffs. outside of maybe Tampa. Tampa's defense is good too. Tampa's run defense is good. Their pass defense is bad, but you know, no other team that you look at, you know, Chiefs, you look at the Bills, you look at the Packers, you look at the Saints. Everyone has their problems on both sides of the ball. Saints are actually pretty even, but their defense has been lacking. The Rams are good on both sides of the ball, and I think that's going to help them in this playoffs. Am I crazy here?
No, like when he went through that coach QB defense evaluation, I agree with everything you said, especially about their weapons being pretty even. Now, I will give the advantage to Russell Wilson being fully healthy and Metcalf and Lockett being fully healthy. With Goff coming off an injury, I mean, we really haven't seen it that much, so that's why I would say advantage weapons. I also do like Carson, so I think he's a more talented back than they have. But defense completely, they blow Seattle out of the water. Aaron Donald's going to be a problem. He's a problem against everybody they play. That's why the games are low scoring, because he pressures them. And if you want to go to your go-to receiver, look who's there. It's an all-pro corner. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I do think it'll be low scoring. Again, I agree with you there. My thing is Seattle actually does start pretty hot for the most part. You remember the game that they lost against Arizona? They were winning by, I think it was by at least 10 points. To me, they come out of the gate hot. And because Metcalf and Lockett fresh, especially Carson fresh too, I mean, that's a lot of star power coming at you real quick. I think that they just seem to get sloppy in the second half, and that's really the defense, but it's going to be close. Like, I can definitely see LA winning, and I would definitely eat my words with it because it's a good pick, but I'm just going to stick with Russ because I've been sticking with him all year. Why would I change now?
True. Interesting stat. LA has beat Seattle 6 out of the past 7 times they've played. The only time that Seattle's won is when they played 2 weeks ago, is the only time Seattle's won.
It's really interesting.
It's interesting. And to me, personnel hasn't changed too much. I think it's a coach thing. I think that comes down to Sean McVay out-coaching Pete Carroll in the playoffs here.
He is smarter. I would give advantage to him.
And all the times, look at all the times that the Seattle has gone far in the playoffs, they've had a competent defense. And now, I just don't think that defense is very good at all. I think it's pretty bad. Is Carlos Dunlap playing?
I do not know. I don't know.
I think he might be. I think he might be, yeah. I thought he might be injured, but he is playing. He is. So it's going to be an interesting game. We have to think of a wager for our little Chicago New Orleans bet here.
We do. It's tough. Do we like the jersey? We could keep going with jerseys. I don't want to take two from you though. I don't know.
Let's make it something embarrassing.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're both hockey fans. I'm sure we could figure something out with the Islanders or the Pens. Maybe wearing something related to the Islanders or the Pens for, you know, anytime you watch hockey or something like that. Posting a picture somewhere on Snapchat or Instagram.
Instagram, dude. You got to hit the followers.
There you go. Maybe okay.
On a story. Spread the wealth. Spread the word of the show.
That's it. If the Saints cover 10 points, do you want to make it 10.5 so there's no push?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. If the Saints...
Now, I will say that's a little worse for me. That's a little worse for me.
The Saints would cover 2 touchdowns.
I did. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
So if the Saints cover 10.5, I will at some point put something on my social media of me wearing a Pittsburgh Penguins article of clothing. And vice versa. New York Islanders.
I think it's fair that you would have to buy a t-shirt, and you can, as cheap as you want, it just has to have some Pens swag on it, and I'll swag.
I'm
if it's
back awesome. To you right after I take that picture. I'm gonna give it to you because I don't want to keep it. Well, you know what, hey, regardless, you're gonna be the one doing it because I know the Bears are gonna cover 10 points.
We're both mediums, it's fine. So like when I win, I'll get a free t-shirt. Like, it's fun.
All right, dude, this is going to be interesting. I can't wait for tomorrow and Sunday. Two days of football is going to be great.
I'm 3 games each day. It's going to be great.
Yeah, dude. All right. I guess I'll talk to you after the playoffs.
We'll see how it goes. Loving the games. So we'll talk next week.